Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Number one, good morning to you.
Good morning. I'm up this morning.
Good morning. How is everyone?
Hello. Hello.
Good morning, you guys.
How are you?
Good morning and happy hump day to you.
It's Wednesday.
Hope you have a great Wednesday.
Wednesday? What? What Wednesday?
I really think it's time for us
to wake someone up.
This is your wake-up call.
I need caffeine.
How about coffee?
Yes, coffee.
I need caffeine.
The more, the better.
Well, I'm awake now.
Hey, Carla, I am a big man.
Now that I'm awake.
Time for my favorite show.
Buckle up. It's showtime.
Oh, man. I love it. I love it.
So it is Wednesday morning. It is 6:08. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up, along with our executive producer, Morty. And show number 1,938.
There we go.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. So we got a fun-packed day today. Lots of stuff to get to. And
I can't believe it's already Wednesday. This week's going by fast.
Flying by.
Yeah.
This one's flying. And we have to talk about what happened to Morty yesterday, because normally you see this only on reality TV happening to other people or in the movies.
I know.
And when somebody starts out, you're never going to believe what happened to me.
It's like Big Brother. Yeah. It's like Big Brother.
But the main thing is, and the bottom line is, you're okay and everything's fine. But
oh, yeah, I'm good.
It was weird. It had to be weird. All right, so sunshine, breezy today. It doesn't look too bad out there as far as the smoke and everything else.
Not too bad.
High today, 104, 102 the high tomorrow. 81 outside right now. Here we go. Carla's first take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Lots of TV news today. I don't know. You'll love it or you'll hate it. Tony Danza and Alyssa Milano developing a Who's the Boss sequel.
What?
Yeah. They'll reprise their roles as Tony and Samantha Maselli.
Yeah.
Now, Judith Light, Danny Pintaro, that would be Angela, and Jonathan Angela, they were invited back, but their status is unclear. Sources say they turned it down. But they're supportive of the idea and hope they find maybe a creative way to work with them. So maybe a cameo, something like that.
Best theme song ever.
Yeah, there we go. Wow,
it told a story.
I know.
This was like for every show back then.
I know.
For this show,
Come
Growing
on,
Pains.
I know, all of them the same.
All of them.
Gloria Loring sang them, or this guy.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, we'll see what happens,
that.
I guess.
Oh, we got to play that again later. That makes me happy.
Do we?
Angela.
Yo. Hey, yo.
Jeez. Now, Ellen Pompeo, she plays Meredith Grey on Grey's Anatomy, and she has for 15 years. It's interesting. In an interview, she said she stuck with the show because she, you know, wanted to make money and have a career and not have to chase after acting roles. She said, for me personally, a healthy home life was very important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she said, I didn't have a great childhood. So the idea that I have this great husband and three beautiful children and a happy home life was really important to me. There are a lot of people who we've talked about, David Caruso, you know, who left the one good role to go do movies and all that. That didn't work out, you know, went to something else. And she's done this for 15 years. She's 50 years old now. She, you know what? She's making a whole lot of money. She's done it. What else?
How much longer can that show go on?
I mean,
you're a big fan of this show.
I do love the show. I think that we're probably going to, I have a feeling because of everything that's happened this year that this next season, maybe one after that, I think they'll probably end it.
And how do they wrap it up?
I don't know how I think they'll end it like with not a big surprise or anything. I think it'll end as it started in some way with a new class of interns coming in.
Oh.
And it will end, you know, just simply.
I mean, the owner doesn't have cutbacks or something.
Maybe
they're closing the hospital.
They've done that on some of them. But
turn
yes,
out the lights.
It could be. Yeah.
Okay, I don't know.
No kidding. Now, listen to this. The Hallmark Channel, they're going to air their first holiday movie featuring an LGBTQ romance. We don't know what, you know. I'm sure it's probably going to be, you know, probably be women. I'm quite certain, you know.
All right.
So So a Christmas Carol on Linda. Maybe something like that.
Yay!
Maybe
that's
something.
Can't wait. But it's the same storyline.
Yes, that's right.
Just different people.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And there will be kissing at 11:59. Ooh. That is my take for now. Sponsored by Health Plan of Nevada's Medicaid plan. You are covered with them. Visit choosehpn.com.
Morty, tell everybody what happened to you yesterday. You were out shopping or doing something, and you were waiting to get out of a parking lot.
Yeah, I did one of those stops at the, it was like a three-way stop. And yeah. There's usually like homeless people or someone begging, asking for food or money.
Right.
A little median that separates two lanes. And the lady was there and I looked at her and then next thing you know, I just hear a big slap on my hood.
Oh, jeez.
And I'm like,
oh my gosh.
And I see this guy fall right in front of me.
So the guy, slapped your hood.
Yeah, and I don't know where he came from.
And fell down.
And he fell down. So I'm like, oh. So I put my car in park, and I get out, and I see the lady behind me, like, what the heck is happening? And the guy's laying there, and he's, like, holding his side, and he's kind of turning back and forth. And I'm like, dude, are you okay? And he goes, oh, man, you got to watch where you're going.
And oh, like you hit him.
Yeah,
and I'm
right.
Like, wait, I wasn't going anywhere. I was stopped for like 3 or 4 seconds. And then the lady was like, oh, and I'm like, oh, you're in on it too, aren't you? And he goes, oh, man, you know, I'm willing to forget about it. Well, I'm like, forget about me sitting here and you hitting my car?
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, you know, I'm willing to forget about it. And I said, you know what?
Dude.
Let's go find the security for this shopping center. And let's see if we can pull the footage from the corner camera over there on the building. And man, I don't know what happened, but he was cured. He got up, he walked away, and he said nothing.
Nothing.
I'm okay
nothing.
Now. I'm
and then
right.
I looked to the left, and there's the woman packing up her stuff, and she's walking away.
Oh,
and the lady behind me is like, oh my goodness, man, that could have been me. I'm like,
well,
what?
Now, don't you usually, because Morty usually has like a camera and lights set up
I
on
do.
His car and all
I,
that.
I have one of those dash cams,
yeah.
And usually the first thing I thought was like, oh my gosh, I got this on dash cam.
Right.
Well, I got a new car, and I forgot, I haven't installed it yet. So guess what I'm doing today?
Yeah. Yes. And Morty's going to drive around town today, just catching everything.
I'm going to find you.
Man. You should drive by there again. You should see if they're still there.
And just
they probably
sit at
will.
Because
they
stop saying.
A lot of them live in those tunnels.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
I don't know how many other people this has happened to where you're just sitting there.
I'm so afraid they've scammed somebody.
And somebody comes up to your car and just slaps it and falls down. Like I said, on reality TV or you know, on these shows where you see people that are, they're conning people.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But you're okay.
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. I mean, I had to go and, you know, wipe his handprint off my car.
Well, of course.
I mean, if you wanted a cheeseburger or a couple bucks, just, you know, ask.
Yeah.
Knock on the window.
Slap my hood, man.
Oh.
Anybody else? 702-739-9636. Has this ever happened to anybody else? Well, glad everybody's okay.
Well,
that's the main thing.
Right?
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
I listen all the time. Quaker every day.
Waking you up on 96.3 KKLZ.
Every time you want to reach out, 702-739-9636. Call or text. Mike and Carla Morning Show, 638. Got a big shout-out this morning.
Yeah, the folks at Three Square Food Distribution, they're over at Central Church in Henderson. Been there since 4 a.m. They said the radios are cranked up. Becky, thank you.
Nice.
Thank you for letting us know. And Morty, now this is interesting. Somebody, this is great, said same thing happened to my friend. This is Chris, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But when she revealed that her husband was a judge, the people just walked away.
So for those people that missed it, Morty was pulling out of a parking lot and waiting for cars to go by so we can get in traffic. And all of a sudden, this guy out of nowhere just comes across Morty's hood and slaps his hood, falls down like Morty hit him. And so Morty gets out. And the guy's, oh, God, I don't know if I'm going to be okay. Morty threatens to get the footage. He stands up thinking, okay, I think I'm good now, so, mm-hmm. And walks away.
Yeah.
So we just wanted to know if this has ever happened to anybody else.
Well, somebody did say, thank you, Morty. Happy that you were smart enough to mention the camera. Good idea. It hasn't happened to me, but if it does, I'll know what to say now.
Even if there isn't a camera, yeah, just say there is one.
Right. Yeah, bring your phone out and say, listen, I have this, you know, hooked up. I got the footage if you want me to.
Or like you normally would, you'd have your dash cam hooked up. That teaches you a lesson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You get a new car, you got to put everything back where it was.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Man.
But you're okay, the guy's okay, and everybody's happy.
Yeah, I'm sure he's okay.
Yeah.
Because you didn't hit him.
I think he was okay to begin with, yes. Yeah.
Like I said, you hear about these people that do that for a living and just collect money, and then they have a witness. Yeah. You know, in on the scam.
I should have turned it into a game.
I don't mind giving somebody who needs money money. Yeah. Don't try to scam me.
I'd be like, here's $20 for every single time that you deny that, you know, you're faking it.
Yeah.
I'm going to deduct $5.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. There we go. Now Morty's going to mess with the homeless. That's great.
And then I'm going to record it on my dash cam that I'm going to install.
You have to have a pair of shoes somewhere. Come on. Don't tell me that. Oh, Morty.
All of a sudden, it's let's make a deal with Morty.
I know.
All right. Well, good. Everybody's okay.
Yeah. It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Cheap bastards.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Anytime you want to connect, 702-739-9636. Text or call. That's the number. 707, Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty. Final stretch, final few days. Mike and Carla's Project H2O, fourth annual, all to benefit the Salvation Army, collecting cases of bottled water desperately needed by the Salvation Army.
Yes.
And if you want to drop off a case or two, do it at Subaru of Las Vegas, 6455 Roy Horn Way, just off the 215. The cool thing, four cases or more, if you can do that, we much appreciate it.
Yes.
We'll turn you on to a $25 gift certificate to Above the Crust Pizza. Also, or Robo Pro Golf. Or Salud Mexican Bistro and Tequileria. Is
love
that it?
Bistro? Love it.
I want to make sure that we get it
Salud.
Right.
Salud.
Salud. I know it's
Mexican
Salud.
Restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah. Mexican Bistro. And Tequileria.
Yes. The Tequileria is the important part.
And you can do it from starting at 8 o'clock this morning till 8 tonight. Today through Saturday is the last day we're going to be collecting water. So make sure you do it. Help us out if you can.
We
truly appreciate it. Details at 96.3kklz.com. All right, sunshine, breezy. A little breezy today. I have only 104. That's not 102 tomorrow.
That's not bad.
We can deal with that.
That's not bad. I can deal with that.
During the summer. 82 now. Just a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news. Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Kraft macaroni and cheese, they want to be breakfast food now. They're branding themselves as a breakfast food. Mm-hmm. So if you're a macaroni and cheese fan, I mean, it's 2020. I'll allow it. That's for sure. Why not? So, yeah, they're not just for lunch or dinner. Breakfast. Why not?
Yeah.
Pasta for breakfast. Why not?
Just have it in the morning.
Yes. I don't know who made donuts a breakfast food, so why not? Why not? A company, this is interesting, is offering people $3,000 to have sex on a variety of mattresses so you can try them out. And I just ask where they were in the 80s and 90s, because I did this for free. I did it for free. $3,000. I have to get the name of this company. It keeps popping up.
Mm-hmm.
And I will put it out there, you know, in case, I don't know, you need a, you know, side hustle. I don't know. Maybe you need an extra job.
Go back to the 70s and try it on water beds.
Yes. Oh, geez. Oh. Yeah. Oh, God. It's easier when you're 20. It's a lot easier when you're 20. Much easier. It's like, I can't. Okay. Somebody push
maybe
the
we
other
should
side.
Move to the living room.
Yes. Yeah.
Because somebody I'm really getting sick.
Push down on your side.
Remember? And then they came out with motionless water beds.
Yes, motionless. Yes.
Which helped like a little bit.
It
not
did.
A lot. But
no, it didn't. I remember.
Then all of a sudden you'd wake up the next morning and you're sleeping in a puddle of water.
When your friends were, you know, still stuck in the 70s and you had to help them move. Well, I gotta drain my bed first.
Yeah.
What? Okay. Gotcha.
You hook up the hose.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's going. Okay. It's going. Oh, and do be careful. If you live in Jersey or if you're thinking about going to the Jersey Shore, they are experiencing a huge COVID outbreak, people are advised to just wear a lot of Dracar Noir and stay a press-on nail and 90s ball bangs apart. And you'll be okay. You'll be all right.
Wow. Did you have to write that one down?
I did. I had to throw them all in. It's like ball bangs, press-on nail, and Dracar Noir.
That's the separation.
Dude? Yeah. No, I'm good. What are you wearing?
Oh, God. Wow.
Wow. So do be careful.
Dracar.
Dracar. Yes, I know. What do you want?
Hey, listen, Axe, you got nothing on Dracar.
Oh, God, no. And a little bit goes a long way. Wow.
Although some guys didn't think so.
No, they did not. They sure didn't. No, it smells fine. It smells just fine, Chad. Oh, it is Wednesday. A few things you should know. Sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
Boy, you throw out something, and before you know it, people are texting in at 702-739-9636. Yeah. We mentioned waterbeds. And already, people,
Jim said, what? Do you guys need an orthopedic mattress already? Well, maybe. Maybe.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, and Cindy said, oh, my God, please tell me none of you still have a waterbed. No, I don't think so. No, Morty, you don't have a waterbed.
No,
because I don't think, well, first of all, after 1979,
right.
Maybe you should have ditched that and gotten a real person bed. And second, if you had one and you had to move, that
was
stay. Yeah. Or yeah, do you know how many people, I'm sure you guys did it, that you had to help either fill your bed. Can you help me fill my bed? You said it, Mike. Do you have an adapter?
You have to have an adapter to the sink for the hose.
Yes.
Because if not, then, of course, you saw that hose out the apartment window.
Jeez.
And to some, what do you call it? The hookup for the water.
Right, yeah.
And spigot.
You had to be close to a bathroom, too.
Yeah.
You couldn't just put that in any room.
So moving one in or emptying one, it caused so many different situations.
Oh.
But as we were talking off the air, if you had a waterbed and you were with somebody.
Oh, jeez.
And I don't care. They came out with the motionless waterbed, and it really didn't help. There were only maybe one or two positions.
Yeah, yeah.
And somebody had to be laying down.
Oh, yeah, you could not have. You had to have the weight evenly distributed.
Right.
If you were in that physical relationship. Because not one person could, you couldn't have more weight on one side or in one area.
And if the girl was laying in bed first and you were a pretty big guy, if you flopped in bed, she went flying.
Ooh, honey.
But I think the claim to fame about waterbeds was was the headboard. You had to have a cool headboard with the mirrors and the cabinets and the lighting, which not only throughout the headboard, but underneath the bed.
Right, yeah.
And you could change colors and you could dim.
Jeez, no, look under the drawers.
Did anybody else go through this? Had to, right?
Yeah. Is there anyone out there, too, that actually still has a waterbed? I mean, a traditional waterbed.
Do you still have it?
That you didn't pop because you had Mike's comb in your back pocket when you sat down.
Yeah, the pick.
That
was another thing you always had to worry about because, as we talked about before, if you went to bed and all of a sudden you wake up and you go, why am I all wet? Ah, crap. Because every waterbed came with a patch kit.
Yes. Yes.
Just in case.
Like riding a bike. Yeah. If I need a bed patch kit, maybe I don't need that bed. Jeez.
And that was a whole process because you had to empty the bed, dry it out so the glue would stick, and then fill it up again and hope that the water would stay in.
Oh, if you love me, honey, mm-hmm. If you love me.
What's going on?
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
If you don't instantly fall in love with it, you can return it for a full refund.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
We're just talking about waterbeds. That's the music you're going to play.
Yes, that's the music I'm going to play. Yes.
Going a flashback, if you will, to when everybody had a waterbed.
Oh, geez.
And your stories, and people are texting in this morning.
Oh, my God. These are just hysterical. Sharon said, in the 70s, my parents had a waterbed, and my little sister, probably around 5 years old, stabbed it with a knife, so it drained all out.
Oops.
Yes. Michelle said, oh, my God, I'm dying, laughing so hard about the waterbed stories. An ex-boyfriend had one, He loved it, of course. I hated it. Mm-hmm. As soon as the second person got into bed, the first person would either go flying or crash into the wall because the bed was right next to the wall. So, yeah real sexy.
That's why I'm saying if the woman got in first and you were a pretty big guy.
Yeah.
And you got in after her.
Oh, man. Oh.
I mean,
tsunami.
And if you flopped in.
Yes, yeah.
Mike and Carla.
Hey, Carla. Okay. I am a big man.
Okay. Yeah, see, that's what we're talking about.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me know before you got in.
Dave, what about you?
I had a quarter bed back in 94 at my sister's house. And during the great Northridge earthquake, my water bed was swinging back and forth, and forth. And it knocked me right on the floor.
It bounced you out of bed?
Yes.
Believe it or not, I hate to admit it. I will. I had a waterbed. I was that cool.
Okay.
Same thing. All right. All of a sudden, I'm swaying. I go, what the hell is going on? And it was the earthquake.
Oh, so you were just a little motion.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, I can't imagine living there.
I feel you, Dave. And you know what? Dave sounds like a guy that would have a waterbed.
Yeah, it was sweet. It was a sweet bed, man.
Russ, what about your waterbed story?
My sister, she must have been about 14, had a slumber party at her house when my parents and I were gone.
Oh, boy.
Decided to get totally wasted, her and her friends. She had a waterbed on the second floor in her bedroom.
Oh, no.
They decided to use it as a trampoline. The headboard was gone. The entire second floor was flooded. And she was grounded. I think she's still grounded.
And see, as a teenager, you can cover up a lot of things.
Yeah.
Like in Risky Business, you put everything back.
Mm-hmm. Right.
A waterbed bursting.
Oh.
You're not going to hide that.
No.
You can't. She told my parents, she goes, I think everybody has the flu. No, they were all thrown up because they were drunk.
Oh, my God. Nice.
Bad shrimp.
Yeah. And the top floor's ruined.
Yes.
So, geez.
Have a good day, Russ.
Oh, my God. Thanks, Bye. Russ.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
That sounds wonderful.
On 96.3.
So suck on that.
KKLZ.
Yeah. Suck on that.
809.
Still trying to find my line.
Still. Okay, day 4.
Day 4.
All right.
Trifocals. Georgia. I'm giving it, you know what? I'm going to give it a shot. Two weeks.
All right.
We'll go from there.
I know. I've never seen you roll your head more since I've known you.
I have no idea what I'm doing. Hey, listen, we're in the final stretch, 4th annual, the Mike and Carla Project H2O collecting cases of bottled water for the Salvation Army. I know we're talking a lot about this, but it's something that is needed in the Valley and would appreciate any help you can lend us. With a case of water, you donate 4 cases over at Subaru of Las Vegas, 6455 Roy Horn Way, just off the 215. We'll give you a certificate for $25 certificate for Above the Crust, Pizza, Robo Pro Golf, or Salute Mexican Bistro and Tequileria while supplies last. Now, you can do it starting right now till 8 o'clock tonight through Saturday. Saturday will be the last day, so if you can't do it today or tomorrow, maybe only on the weekends, do it Saturday between 8 and 8. And as, you know, hopefully, you just walk in. By the way, a lot of people ask, well, I don't know, why aren't you doing it at your building like we've done the last few years? Well, we're closed.
Yeah, it's a little tough.
So Subaru of Las Vegas stepped up. You walk in, you have your water, you put it down, you get your gift card if you have donated 4 cases of water or more. And you leave, you walk out. It's very, and they're great over there. Nice people over at Subaru of Las Vegas. You want more details? 96.3kklz.com. Sunshine, breezy, high 104 today, 102 tomorrow. Mm-hmm. About 86 now. Another take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3kklz.
Well, despite all the COVID precautions on the set of the new Big Brother, hookups and sleeping in the same bed will still be allowed.
Oh.
The contestants had to be quarantined for a couple of weeks before going into the house. They will be tested every few days. There won't be a studio audience. Julie Chen won't visit the house. And their groceries will be disinfected. Kind of makes me mad that they have all these tests available, but other people don't. But okay. All right, Big Brother.
Thank
whatever.
God they're going to be okay.
I know it. Come on. Lots of controversy, of course, going on right now with Ellen DeGeneres. Well, Katy Perry, Kevin Hart, Diane Keaton, they're all kind of sticking up for Ellen. They're friends, and they've said, "I don't see this. You know, and Kevin Hart even, he's mad. He's very mad. He said, people are so rude. She's a friend of mine, and I'm just saying that, right. You know, I stand by her. But he said, people on social media have just forgotten how to be people, you know. And he's
I
right
think
about
that's that. Yeah. In general.
Yeah, exactly. He's
I
right about
agree.
That, you know. Taylor Swift fans, I mentioned yesterday, you know, a lot of her Swifties, they're very upset. A music reviewer didn't give her album, you know, he gave her 8 out of 10. They're just nuts. They're still, they're sending him threats and all that. It's ridiculous.
Just what Kevin Hart said.
Yes, exactly. She doesn't want that, but it's Tay-Tay. You mess with the cat, you get the claws, man. You get the claws.
You mess with the cat, you get the claws.
Oh, and listen to this.
That's worse than the bull.
Yeah, it is. It really is, okay. Right? In an interview with GQ magazine, Paul McCartney said, nope, I'm not interested in a Vegas residency.
Oh.
He said, and I quote, he said, definitely nothing attracts me about the idea. He said, Vegas is where you go to die, isn't it? Isn't it the elephant's graveyard?
He just said that, or he said that years ago?
He said, well, this is in a recent interview from GQ magazine. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he's just not interested, you
know?
Okay,
well.
And I get it, you know, it's not his thing. I can't imagine him doing a residency anywhere. I just don't see that with him. You know, I really don't. He doesn't seem like that guy. He seems like he wants to be here, there, and everywhere. Not to mention, he's not 25. For the love of God, get out of the waterbed and settle down, Paul. Just
and
settle yourself
down. That's a great song, too.
Yes, it is.
You're
a great song. Here, there, everywhere. Yes.
I get exactly. it. I got it.
Well, thanks, Mike.
Okay. I'm listening.
I am the walrus, okay?
Cuckoo-ca-choo.
Cuckoo-ca-choo. That is my take for now. Listen, you miss anything ever with this dog and pony show, 96.3KKLZ.com.
People are blowing up the text lines.
Oh, I know, still.
From last hour when we were talking about waterbeds, you know, just a flashback.
Yes. Yes, and it's
702-739-9636 to wrap this up.
Well, this is too funny. One of our listeners said, well, I got rid of mine because I couldn't get replacement parts for it anymore.
After a while.
Yes,
I get it.
And he said you need a part, you need parts for.
Yeah.
And Sarah said I had one from 81 to 2000, was lucky, never had a hole. Moved it 4 times, more if you count every time I rearranged my room, which I could do by myself.
Mm-hmm.
My mom once forgot to turn off the heating pad on the bed.
Oh, boy.
Before emptying it, melted.
Yeah.
Melted. Melted the bed.
Not good.
No, not good. Not good at all. You can't melt a water bed.
Ray J, what about you?
When you were slipping out of your platform shoes and taking off your Angel Flight pants.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And you lay down and you're drunk already.
Uh-huh.
The room moves 10 times more with the water bed.
And you know what, Ray J? I love if you were fancy schmancy and you go, I have a heater.
Yeah. Yeah, Mr. Yeah, Big Spender.
Yeah. How about just warm water? Just turn on the warm water.
Yeah.
And you had to put the bleach in so you don't get all the schmeg inside the bed and all that.
God, I had friends who loved them. I always hated them. Just hated them. There was just nothing. I don't know. You're right, though. Anything I have to patch or put bleach in to sleep in? What's wrong here?
That orthopedic bed sounding real good.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely, man.
Have a good day, Ray J.
Oh, my God. I have one more for you from Matt. He says, well, I had a south-facing window in an apartment just north of Flamingo on Spencer behind the TGI Fridays.
Wow.
I know, because that place was the bomb. The day PepCon blew up, it broke the window, the glass punctured, flew into my waterbed, came home to a mess.
He was real cool right up until then.
Oh, wow.
Until he wasn't.
No kidding. Oh, Matt.
Good morning.
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back on 96.3 KKLZ.
Hey, by the way, a footnote to our talk about waterbeds. And this will give you an idea of how progressive John Schaefer's parents were.
Yeah.
They actually had one.
Yeah, they did. Yes.
I can't even imagine my parents having a waterbed.
Yeah.
I don't even think they slept together.
It was the 70s.
It was. Even my parents didn't have a waterbed, and I thought they were pretty hip. But, yeah, no. No, I know. Friends of theirs didn't. I think they saw too many punctures and all that stuff. Yeah.
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 See,
like
John, your parents were so ahead of their time.
Yeah.
They were.
Yes, they were.
That's why
the
conversion van. It was all.
Yeah. Okay.
They were all out there.
Or they were creepy. Uh-huh. I don't know. And then we had a van.
Uh-huh. Perfect. 838, oh the anniversary of Airplane. What a great movie. Yes. Airplane, the original. Blu-ray, DVD.
40 years.
40th anniversary?
40th anniversary.
Wow.
40th anniversary.
I thought that movie was so... That's it like was. Blazing Saddles.
I saw it again recently.
I did, too. It couldn't be done today, but it really was funny.
No, it was.
I talk jive.
Oh, my
Barbara
God.
Barbara Billingsley, of all people.
Yes.
All right, so courtesy of Vegas film critic Jeff Howard, do we also have the pizza to give away with this?
We do.
Papa John's.
Yep, we sure
Perfect.
Do. Perfect. Yep.
All right, it's a TV show theme. That's all I'm going to say.
Yes, a TV show theme.
In another segment of Kazookie-Okie Wednesday. Sounded actually pretty good.
Yeah, it did sound pretty
Proud
good.
Of that.
I
All right.
I think it sounded
Phone lines
nice.
Are on hold right now. We'll get through news and weather. Open them up. 702-739-9636. If you can identify by title that the TV show that theme is from, you're a winner, starting with caller number 9. Here it is one more time. You know you want to hear it. Chance to win that anniversary Blu-ray DVD package for Airplane, the movie 40th anniversary, with another segment of Kazookie-Okie Wednesday. Is identify the TV show that theme is from.
Yes.
We have Karen on the phone. Karen, can you do it?
WKRP in Cincinnati.
You are right.
Yeah. Yes. Good job.
And the reason we do it is because the best receptionist in radio ever, it's her birthday today.
Oh, Lonnie Anderson. I know, Lonnie Anderson. Are you kidding me?
What is she, 40?
Yes, she's 75. 75, yes. Jennifer, of course.
You got the Blu-ray DVD anniversary edition of Airplane, plus a Papa John's pizza from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. So hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up everything.
All righty, thank you.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Boy, this stirred up a lot. Down in Phoenix, 14-year-old kid took his parents' car for a joyride when they were out of town.
Yeah.
They found out after somebody reported the car for speeding. They got a call from local police. So here's what they did. Imagine this, Carla, when you did it.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
They emptied out his room and put it all on the sidewalk for people
what?
To take.
No.
And he also had to sit parents. There with the sign.
My mom would have done that.
That explained what he did.
Oh, man, if she had thought of that at the time, she would have done that. Oh, God. No,
you know what?
Your stuff.
She's up in heaven going,
I know. Why did I not do that? Oh, man.
And here's the good thing, though. The kid says, you know what? The punishment was fair.
Yeah, okay. Well, so, I'd have complained about what?
Good parenting.
Yeah. I don't know why. I just stole your car.
A woman in Pennsylvania caught a stranger in her house over the weekend, and she forced him out. Not sure how, but before leaving, he asked her, hey, can I keep your fedora? She said, No.
Give me my hat.
And he was arrested, and he's in jail now.
Oh, gosh. Oh, for a fedora? Okay.
So you're forcing me out. But before I go, hey, could I keep the fedora?
I just like
Would you give
hat.
Me that?
Can I have that?
No.
What about your derby? Okay. Your derby?
No.
Oh, well, listen to this. An alligator wandered into a Florida apartment complex and blocked the elevator. And there were a bunch of residents inside. And the door started opening. And it was like, whoa, geez, Clyda, close the door. So they had to get a hold of somebody. And animal control finally came out. Nobody knows for sure how long the people were stuck in the elevator. But they wouldn't get out. So animal control got there. They removed the alligator. And they can you imagine opening it up? It's bad enough
right.
that I have to see that guy getting off the elevator. But, oh, my gosh, it's a gator.
So every time the door opened, the alligator was still there going,
yeah.
I don't know what alligators sound like.
Well, the gator causing a panic. That's what it was. Tell you that. I don't want to have to wait for that one.
They wouldn't just step over him? Or?
No. Yeah, right. Excuse me.
I don't know.
Excuse me, I'm just going to step over you, Andy. Oh, my God.
That's funny.
I can just imagine someone on another floor pressing the button. They go back up.
What the heck?
Go back up. Yeah, no, it's going to open again.
Why? How come I can't get the elevator? Why are they stuck on the 8th floor? What is going on here? And listen to this. So a guy this is in England, outside of London. He burned down his own apartment because he lit a bunch of tea light candles, made it very romantic because he was going to pick up his girlfriend from work and propose to her.
Oh.
Yeah, they came home for the big proposal, and firefighters were busy putting the blaze out at his house. What the heck? Oh, no. And you guys always want to do it upright, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we do. But we light the candles when we get home.
Yes, hold on. Wait outside, honey. But no, he prepared. Uh-oh. He definitely prepared for the night. I don't know if the proposal happened or not. But
probably turned the waterhead heater on
high. Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. I hope he checked his insurance policy. Jeez. Wow. Wow. Well, you know what? It is Wednesday. By golly, by gosh, your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news to hopefully start your day on a positive note. And actually, Mike, my mistake, it's out of Tucson, Arizona. Three high school students have teamed up to start free tutoring services during COVID. There's some kids going back to school, some not.
Yeah.
Some just up in the air. Well, Angela, Madeline, and May, they're all part of a group called Cove Tutors.
Cove Tutors.
Kids, gotta love it. And they offer up free tutoring on all sorts of different subjects. One-on-one virtual tutoring sessions are provided 1 to 3 times a week for 1 to 2 hours per session. Pretty good. It's meant to just supplement, prepare students for their courses, you know, before and throughout the year if they're not going back or whatever help they need. They just kind of felt that they should do something, and this is a way to do it. They're pretty smart kids. Yep, math, algebra, geometry, science, calculus, hello, AP statistics. I mean, they will do just about anything. I know. They're
all
really, really
smart. All the subjects that suck.
Yeah, college essay writing. It's like, macroeconomics, microeconomics. They're small economics. I don't know what that is. Matt, my brother, what are those? What's the difference?
By the way, happy birthday, Matt.
Yes, I want to wish my brother and one of my best friends a happy birthday, Matt. Have a good one, friend. Have a beer, do a little paddleboarding. Enjoy on the Potomac.
Take the edge off.
Yes, do.
Okay. Listen, that's a great story. If you have a feel-good story, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. Would love to find out if people are doing that locally, students are doing that locally.
It would sure be a great thing to do.
And if they are, we want to hear about it, 702-739-9636. All right, kicking off the 96-minute Morning Music Marathon in just minutes, sponsored by Harmony Homes. Take a virtual tour of your future home at harmonyhomes.com. That's harmonyhomes.com. Boy, started off the show talking about what happened to Morty yesterday.
Yeah.
Just waiting to get out of a parking lot into the flow of traffic. Guy walks in front of his car, bam, smacks his hood, falls like a bag of rocks.
Yeah.
Oh,
you hit me, okay. You hurt me. anybody. The guy was fine. Thank God Morty's fine.
Yeah. Can we talk more about waterbeds? Good Lord, we milk this like a Wisconsin dairy farmer.
Listen, we're still getting texts on the waterbeds. Oh, some of these stories are great, I'll tell
you. Talk about a flashback.
Wow.
And then, once again, we're going to remind everybody the final few days of the fourth annual Project H2O, collecting cases of bottled water for the Salvation Army over at Subaru of Las Vegas. Do it today until 8 o'clock and through Saturday at 8. Donate four cases or more. We'll give you a gift certificate to Above the Crust Pizza, Robo Pro Golf, or Salud Mexican Bistro and Tequilaria, your choice while supplies last. Details on our website. Otherwise, Wendy Rush up next. Do have a great day. We're back tomorrow. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.